Good morning and welcome to episode 4 of Better Know a Teacher. I'm here this morning with Marquise Triplett, math teacher at Chapel Hill. Good morning, Marquise.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on and let us learn a little more about you. We'll start with where did you go to college and what did you like about it?
Okay, so I went to Wabash College. I kind of liked the one thing I did like about it was about the smallness of the school. Everything was like right there, so I could literally get to school from my dorm room in like 5 minutes. So I did like that. So I don't have to walk pretty far or go out to do anything like special or anything like that. The classrooms were small. It is one of the few schools that has only men that go to that school. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to worry about having classes with girls, but girls were still kind of around and things like that. But we just didn't have classes with them. I did like that the classes were small, and then a lot of teachers knew me by name, so that was really pretty good.
I went to a small school too. I liked that a lot. I had classes with like 13 people a lot of times, and the professors knew if you weren't there, right?
Yeah,
it wasn't like going to a big school.
So the higher I got in my major, I would get a lot of the same teachers, and my classroom was about 10, 12, 8. The highest was probably like when I took algebra. It was calculus, and that was probably like a good like 50.
Yeah, my favorite class. I had a philosophy class that had 5 people in it. We met at the coffee shop every Tuesday. That's totally the small school experience. Do you have a favorite class that you had in school, or a teacher that you liked? And is there anything from those teachers that you use in your own teaching still?
Well, when I was at Wabash, I did take all the sciences. So I took biology, I took chemistry, and I also took physics. And not to say it was like my favorite class, but I remember in chemistry, he was a big Marvel fan. So he used to have all his notes and stuff like with Marvel characters, and they have quotes and stuff that related to the material. So I kind of took that back when I started teaching and just came up with some themes. So like the theme I have now is the jungle theme. So like all the quizzes are named after some kind of jungle animal. I have some jungle background or some like jungle like animals or something in their notes or something. So to kind of fit that theme.
That's really fun. I'm a big Marvel guy too. Do you have a favorite book that you liked, or a book that you felt changed your life that you would recommend to others?
Yeah. So back when I was in middle school, I can't remember exactly if it was like 7th or 8th grade, but we had this book called The Color of Water by James McBride, which I thought was really interesting when I was like in middle school, because it talks about this guy that was a black man, but his mom was Jewish and his dad was black, and it goes into part of his story and part of his mom's story, how his mom got disowned for marrying a black man and having kids by them, and so like that her family like just cut her off completely. And so then he had to deal with, like, the hardships of, like, having, quote-unquote, like, the mom to look white to everyone else, and the girl up being not necessarily black, necessarily white, but trying to fit in.
That's awesome. A similar book. Have you read Trevor Noah's book, Born a Crime?
No, I have not.
If you like The Color of Water, you should check out Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. It's about apartheid in South Africa, and it's a similar situation. Really, really good. Do you have a piece of advice that you feel is the best piece of advice you've ever received? Is there something that you carry with you, a piece of advice that someone gave to you when you were younger or older?
I'll say recently. I met with some few people a while ago. And basically, one thing I guess we try to strive for is like a balanced life. And if you try to strive for that, that it might not necessarily work out in a sense of trying to be like perfect. So instead of trying to balance two things out, how about just blend them together and not feel guilty that you're doing one versus the other all the time? But then that's part of who you are.
Awesome. And the last question, if you were not a teacher and you could choose another profession, what would you choose to do?
Okay, it's a funny thing. Back when I was like a kid, I used to really want to be a magician. That didn't really work out. But then when I was growing up, I was really, really strict on, like, I'm going to be an electrical engineer. and I took physics, and it was not fun at all.
Was it for you?
So I was on track to be an engineer, but after that class in physics, I was just like, I don't want to be an engineer. Like, I just, all the thrill and things were done for me. But I've been working with kids for a long time, so, and my cousin's a teacher, so we kind of just fell into that direction.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Triplett, thanks so much for being on. You've been a wonderful guest.
All right,
have a great morning. And if you want to subscribe, we are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Better Know a Teacher. Have a